Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. The lines are completely jammed. Don't drop your spot. You will not get it back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. It makes it all so much fun. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. This is Underdog. You know, Ramon, I thought I still might get that Clemson play I made. I did not get it. I'm not in on anything yet today. I need to get in. I'm not, but that Clemson play, I played a five-way, and I hit three of them. I think Antonio Williams got dropped because he was injured in the first half. And then I had one more I had to hit to collect a big payout. You know, playing with that 700 and something I won last week, but that I hit on last week, but that did not happen. I actually missed both of those plays. So, but I have some other plays. I have some season-long stuff that I've made with those winnings as well. I need to get in on this week. I haven't even had a chance to get to think about it today, but I want to be in. You know how it is, Ramon. I have to be in an Underdog. So you'll get in. Get in. Trust me, it makes it all a little spicier, a little more fun. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Do it. You'll thank me later. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. To the phones. Who's up here first, Ramona? It is Tallahassee Todd. Where have you been, Todd? Where have Todd? You had to wait until after you saw Florida State play to dip your toes in the water?
I had to sit there and I had to take a little time off from the beverages. But on my birthday, I got to see my boys down there in Tallahassee.
Well, good.
And Walt, let me tell you, Walt, it's like is like putting down the remote and want to turn on your TV but can't do it. So the doctor told me that I had to chill out. But on that, but Walt, let me tell you, Walter. Yes, sir. Walt, let me tell you, brother. When we kicked that ball, when I saw that horse come out there, and Osceola, and then our mascot, Walt,
Osceola,
it was all drinks on, baby.
Osceola, Mama. That's the Italian driver. The Italian
Walt,
rider.
I enjoyed every minute of it, Walt.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. There was a lot to enjoy. It looked good. It looked good.
And Walt,
I thought your two coordinators coached a brilliant game. I thought Malzahn did an amazing job. Alabama had no idea what was coming. And Castellanos backed up his words, and I thought he was terrific. I think you have some talent now.
Walt, it was on my birthday, Walt. Walt, I enjoyed every bit of it.
I bet you did.
Walt, when I tell you, I believe Jameis Winston has something to say to them boys down there. I think he did.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with Jameis Winston. I'm not buying that part. I don't think it had much to do with Jameis Winston. But I'll tell you what, I think the Cromah dude, I think Cromah is... Usman Cromah, I think Cromah is unbelievable. Cromah is the next great Florida State running back.
I like him.
Oh, you should like him. I mean, he's a 220-pound hammer who has speed and explosiveness and everything else. I mean, I think anybody in the country would kill to have Cromah.
Okay, well, I got three things to say. I'm going to make it short and simple.
Yep.
Real sweet and simple. Dallas plays against the Eagles. Okay, I've been hearing a lot of, I don't know if they can get a deal done. I don't know if Michael Parsons wants to get out of Dallas. I don't know if Jerry Jones appreciated how Michael Parsons acted.
Wait, hold on, time out. You must have been hanging out at happy hour too much, Todd. So you don't know that Parsons is gone?
I know that he's gone.
Okay.
I know that he's gone. But my thing is, I believe a deal could have got done. I believe that guy sat on that training camp, and Jerry Jones didn't like that. He didn't rub him the right way. Yeah. Jerry Jones is a businessman, first and foremost.
Well,
you cannot say... Yeah.
Here's what you got for him. You got a semi-washed defensive tackle and what amounts to two second round draft picks. Those are not really first round draft picks. The NFL, any NFL team will tell you that they're really only like 15 round one draft picks. You're going to have two picks at the end of round one. Those aren't guys who are even guaranteed to make your team. Todd? Wait, what happened to him?
Yeah. I'm still here. Okay. I hope we win. I'm going to take this off the air. This is a bold statement, and it's a very bold statement. I see Florida State going back to that national championship, Walt. It's bold.
Yeah, it is bold. It's not one you would have made last week, which is why you weren't on here making that bold statement then. You know, be careful, Todd, because Alabama sucks. So as I've told you, as I've told anybody who listens to the show, Alabama sucks. So be careful. I don't think you've seen everything out of Florida State, given that your opponent is terrible.
Two things for certain and two things for sure. I'll be at the FSU and Clemson game. I got my ticket. I'll be at the Clemson and South Carolina game. And the last thing that is for sure, I will be at the North Carolina and Duke game, Walt, and I'll take it off to L.
Thank you so much, Walt. Good talking to you, Todd. All right. Let me get Maria in here, and then Jason, I'm going right to you. And then Garnet and Gold and Tony, you guys are up next. Do not drop your spots because there is a war for spots right now. Maria, how are you, Maria? Good to have you.
I'm all right, but he's going to be eating crow like me.
Well, there's a lot of it going around, Ramon. I had a big old chunk of crow, too. I put ketchup on it.
It's my birthday today. Well,
oh, happy birthday, Maria.
Well, thank you.
See, I should be making you a pie today. I should be making you a pie today, but I don't know how to make them.
I'll get a cake.
Okay, there you go.
And And it'll be a Clemson cake.
Yes. So.
I'll take it out there. Well,
all right, Maria, happy birthday. Sorry it didn't go better. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason?
Well, Walt, like yeah. I said, the oven's fired up. you know, hey, Bingo John thinks he's slick, but I like how he had to twist the knife there right at the very end of the call. So, you know what, Walt? When Clemson was dominating the four-team CFP, I really missed my chance. I should have been calling all these other stations and, you know, Columbus and Tuscaloosa.
What did he say right at the end of the call? I must have missed that. What did he say?
Oh, he said, well, actually, the real score is 24-10. He waited till the very end.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Whatever. Yeah. Graciousness has never been an LSU staple. That's okay. Look, and it's never been mine either. I actually did call into the Columbia station back when we were killing people. I know that'll shock you all.
It's a stunner.
You know, there are so many things. I mean, there's big picture things, there's small things. You know, you're right. I got to give LSU credit. I mean, I don't think anybody realistically expected their defense to take that big of a jump.
No.
And it was interesting with respect to Perkins. The thing that we'll never know is that when we're talking about trying to identify him and maybe make him cover people, the play that Antonio Williams pulled up lame on, one play before that, we were in 11 personnel, but we flexed Adam Randall out to wide receiver, and Antonio was at running back and ran a Texas angle route.
Yeah.
And Perkins actually kind of hung with him there, Cade. Yeah. You know, it was an incompletion. So I guess maybe in some ways we might never know what the full plan was to try and exploit him. I do agree that I think losing Antonio was just a huge blow because, man, he is such a security blanket for Cade. And he's just so smooth. So it was disappointing that none of the other guys really – I thought Tyler Brown did the best out of all of them, but, I mean, none of them really stepped up the way that Antonio could.
What you saw is the pecking order and how disrupted the pecking order became when you took one out. So, you know, now wide receiver two is wide receiver one and three is two, et cetera. And that doesn't hurt you just one spot. It hurts you at all those spots. So, you know, I think we saw that. But again, I'm not in no way, shape or form am I discrediting LSU's accomplishment. I mean, I think LSU was terrific as a road team.
No, they looked like the better team.
To come in here, they were clearly the better team. I mean, by far, they were the better team.
Yeah, and it just, you know, there's so much blame, especially on offense, to go around. But like you say, I mean, it kind of all works together. And it's like, okay, I want to be mad at Garrett Riley because I don't think he really handled, like, the concept of halftime adjustments well when it became clear that LSU was blitzing and making Cade uncomfortable. And we abandoned the run, which is just not good. But then at the same time, when you get down to money time, and, I mean, Walt, that third down at the end of the game, I mean, he had – Tyler Brown open for a walk-in touchdown uncovered and Olsen Pat Henry uncovered for the first down. And then the fourth down play, well, they had it blocked up well. I don't know if he was just seeing ghosts because of all the pressure. He ran out of the pocket to the only place where Perkins could get heat on him. If he just drops straight back, touches his back foot, Tyler Brown immediately burned his man, and the safety was cheating up. Throw it between the E and the M in the end zone, and we're going to overtime. So, I mean, by that time of the game, Cade was just fried mentally, which is so disappointing because Nussmeier was the opposite, Walt. It didn't matter how much we heat him up. T.J. Parker cheap-shotted him, call it what it is, put him on his back, and he got up and just kept performing. So let me say this to you, Walt, see if you agree with this notion.
I will say this. If I remember that fourth down play right, I think that's the play that Lee got whooped off the snap, and he was beaten to the inside. So there was instant penetration there that I think is what forced Cade from the pocket. But yeah, he was already lost and already hearing ghosts at that point. There's no question from his earlier experiences.
I think that might be true as far as inside pressure, but I think they actually had it glommed up pretty well. And even Dabo said today that for that fourth down play, if Cade doesn't bail, Tyler Brown's wide open in the end zone. But let me throw this at you. It's frustrating. I guess part of what the fallout is from this game is you know, all the returning production. And we had, like you said, logical reasons to expect to see a good performance from Clemson, even if win or lose. And we didn't get that on offense. But what's really frustrating to me as a Clemson guy is LSU revitalized their defense almost overnight with those transfers. And that secondary they brought in, those guys were money. And so it's like, I just still come back to, I hope, I know we dabbed our toe in the portal this offseason. I hope that Dabo learns and sees you can do it both ways. You can have a fourth or fifth year senior like Nussmeier and some of those guys and Perkins and Whit Weeks, but you can also top it off with dudes. That's what struck me, Walt. Yeah. On offense and defense, LSU had dudes that were all over the field, and we did not look like that.
Yeah, I mean, I get that perspective. I do. I think it's also important to remember, as you just touched on, is that, you know, Perkins and Weeks were not available to Baker all last year. And having those two guys back makes a big difference. And then when you add the icing of the transfers, I think that matters. But, you know, they just shored up so many areas. They fixed the defensive tackle spot. That was with recruiting and transfer portal. They fixed that spot. They certainly fixed their linebacker level, and that was a health-related issue. And then the secondary was a big one. They needed outside help in that secondary, and they went and got it. And so the whole defense looked dramatically different, and it was different schematically because last year Blake Baker couldn't afford to do any of the things that you saw him do in this game. It'll be interesting to see what he does moving forward. But yeah, I thought that football team looked scary, especially considering it's game one on the road in this environment. And some of the things I thought they were going to have to deal with, they handled them. And that just tells me moving forward, they're going to be a bear. I mean, they're going to be a monster in the SEC and moving forward. But I'm still not – I know how this sounds today, but I'm just going to say what I've said. I wrote on Twitter. I think Clemson could still get there. I just think you're going to have to play a lot better than you played. Now, I understand why there are a lot of people right now saying, well, there's no reason to believe that. I get that, too. I get that perspective. I mean, it's ultimately going to come down to the quarterback, as it normally does. Does the quarterback play like an elite guy, or does he not the rest of the year? And if he does, can he play like an elite guy against the best teams that you face? Because that's going to really be the key. Again, like I said, no one's going to care whether Clemson goes out and puts up 800 yards against Troy and 60 points. It won't matter. That's not going to change anyone's hearts or minds. You're going to have to do it against the best teams you play. And, you know, the other interesting thing is, you know, we may have learned some things about the ACC that people didn't think. I mean, I knew Miami would be one of those teams, but maybe Florida State is one of those teams. You know, maybe the ACC pecking order has changed a little bit from what we expected already. In other words, maybe there's going to be more competition.
Yeah, and I'll just say this too quick. I do believe that LSU, as it looks right now, is the best, most complete team that we will play all regular season. So there's plenty of time for us to fix some things and hopefully push up towards our ultimate ceiling.
Yeah, but you're going to have to play better against South Carolina, too. And right now, you're not proving you can beat an SEC team. And part of that is up front, but there's more. And I think South Carolina, as I suspected, I think that defense actually looked pretty good. And we'll see moving forward. But, you know, they got more athletic, not less athletic. I tried to tell people that, but no one wanted to hear it. Including you, Jason.
The hell with South Carolina. The hell with South Carolina, Walt. If we played Virginia Tech, we'd have crushed them by three touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I actually think Virginia Tech is much improved. Much improved. I was actually pretty impressed with what I saw from them. So I think they'd be better than people think. I think that defense is actually pretty nasty. So we'll see. All right, Jason, good talking to you as always. We'll take a quick break here. It's Garnet and Gold and Ethan, and for the first time in the last few hours, you can actually get in. I have several lines open, so I would grab them right now because all six have been lit all day. Quick break.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
You discovered a collection of sports cards in that old home you inherited or just bought. Where do you go for the best price for this newfound treasure? Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. You can buy your favorite card or sell that newfound collection to Jimmy's. They're the only game in Anderson, so stop by Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, or Sundays by appointment. Take care of the sports collectible itch. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. Next to Mama Pins, Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles.
You've heard the phrase, all hat, no cattle. Well, Whataburger's new Bacon Wrangler Double is anything but. It's got beef that's never from the freezer, always hot off the grill. Monterey Jack and American cheese, bacon, crispy onions, chipotle aioli, and pickles. You might even say it's all cattle and a hat. A 5-inch bun hat, cowboy. Introducing the new Whataburger Bacon Wrangler Double for a limited time. Whataburger.
Earn more with your savings. For a limited time only, Founders is offering 18-month certificates at 4.32% annual percentage yield and 18-month IRA certificates at 4.58% annual percentage yield. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/dividend rates. You don't want to miss these rates. Federal insured by NCUA, membership qualification required, $500 minimum balance, 18-month term, dividends compound quarterly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be en problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym, but don't get down, get lit. and get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Come on, get down here, baby, it's an all kind of mess. You know, you get yourselves in trouble, be doing them things you shouldn't be doing, you know.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. I'm waving you to go. All right. Lots to get to. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen, buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. How about that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to 15 grand on the new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on the new Ram. You can compare and contrast right there all in the same place. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Amazing. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, you buy any vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership on top of those already massive discounts. Are you kidding me? Go see our good friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. All right, to the phones. It is Garnet and Gold, Ethan and Jeff. You can get in for the first time today if you'd like. Garnet and Gold, how are you? Like, I don't know.
I'm great.
I bet you are.
Absolutely great. I mean, I don't know if it translated over the television, but that atmosphere down there was just...
Oh, it translated.
From tailgating to kickoff and... You know, Peter Wark was down there, and we had some, you know, Wark Dunn was down there. We had a bunch of guys from the old teams down there and stuff, and, dude, it was just awesome. There was a lot of Alabama people there, too. I mean, it's not a couple, three-hour drive from Tuscaloosa, but they showed up, and, you know, it didn't have a problem with them. They were great, great fans. I've heard bad stuff about Bama fans. Maybe if we were in Bama, it would have been different. But they didn't stick around too long, though.
Yeah, they didn't have much. They didn't have much to cheer for, and plus they came face to face with the fact that they're a 5 or 6 loss team, as I've been saying for months.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy in the breezeway. Well, during halftime when it was raining, and he said, "This ain't looking good," and I'm just ready to move on and find us another coach.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he's got a big buyout. I think it's like $70 million.
Yeah, they're ready to tap out on DeBoer already. I mean, it's not good. It's not good. And honestly, DeBoer looked lost. He's been out coached 3 consecutive games. And so, you know, the legend of Kalen DeBoer. I mean, it's great that you're great other places. It's great when you had Michael Penix and all those guys. Mm-hmm. But you don't have those. I actually thought that Simpson did not play badly considering he had no run game. That if there was a bright spot for Alabama, I thought it was actually the quarterback in defeat. He hung in, and he did not benefit from a run game at all. They had no run game. As I said, as we approach this game, that was one of the many Bama concerns.
Yeah, and I'm ready to see more of Kroma in that backfield.
He's a beast.
And that dude's a beast. Yeah, he's a beast. He got a little... He reminds me a little like a Greg Jones.
He's more explosive than Greg Jones. But, you know, Greg Jones is a big physical back, but I think Cromar is more explosive. I don't know. I'd have to think about it, but he is an elite talent, and I expect to see a lot more of him going forward. But you had some nice transfer portal additions. You obviously, you know, look, I've talked about the fact you clearly boosted your talent level, but Castellanos was brilliant. I thought Malzahn, I thought Malzahn was brilliant. I thought his utilization of Castellanos and his offensive game plan was the best I saw in college football this weekend.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was, and I get to work in Alabama this week, so I'm heading there now. It's going to be a lot of fun working there for the next couple of days for sure.
Yeah,
I may have to cover up my tattoos.
Yeah, I was gonna say, be careful there. This is not like the Alabama fans you met in Tallahassee. This is gonna be a different. This could be a different level of Alabama fan, and they have been known to kill people. So, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be under somebody that's married to their sister's trailer. That's for sure.
That's right.
But and then final thing, Sunday in Atlanta. We're going to see Baker do Baker things, and hopefully we can pull out a – I think it'd be close. Maybe we can pull out maybe a 24-14 win.
There's the line of the year for that whole division. I think it'll be close. You pretty much use
except
that.
Except New Orleans.
Well, we'll see. I think you pretty much use that almost every week. It'll be close.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, let's go for five straight NFC South titles.
Of course,
titles.
That's the NFL, too, just in general. Yeah. The whole NFL is like
it
that.
It is.
It's built like that. Yep. Thank you, Garnet.
All right, well, appreciate
congratulations.
It,
let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. Jake Wilson's dad started the company. Jake runs it now. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the eighth most or the seventh, the most. Why? Two things, the quality of the people, the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and the longevity of any floor coating job is directly related to the equipment that lays it down. They have 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. That's why epoxy. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would, and cover in your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your home. Trust me, you will thank me later. It's Iron Drive. By the way, Ramona, I know you missed this probably, but things did not go well for Bill Belichick in North Carolina.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they did not go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did not go at all well. In fact, Ashley sent me this. This was a freeze frame snapshot of the score with 9:21 left in the game. And it shows it's superimposed over a picture of Bill Belichick and Jordan. This is probably Bill's final day with Jordan. I'm imagining the divorce is well underway now.
After that
performance. But Ramona, this is what somebody captioned this picture with. Again, it's Bill and Jordan both with their big smiles. Well, as big a smile as Belichick actually gives you. With the score with 9:21 left in the game, TCU up 48-14 over North Carolina. And the caption to this picture, Ramona, is score starting to look like that age gap.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Score started to look like that age gap.
Oh, not good.
Roy Philpott just wrote me and said, I've officially removed Adam Randall from Heisman consideration. No further questions at this time. Thank you. That's hysterical. I think that goes back to our kickoff show. I can't remember. Somebody had Adam Randall in the Heisman consideration. I think that it's hard to be a Heisman candidate when they don't give you the ball. That's a fact. You know, look, that was not going to happen anyway, but you know, hey, mine didn't happen either. So I'm just as out. So there wasn't much Heisman worthy from Clemson's offense against LSU. I will say that. There was not a lot of Heisman-worthy material. Very disappointed in that that element. Back to the phones. It is my man Ethan in Utah. Ethan, good to have you, Ethan.
Well, Ramona, how's it going over there?
It's, you know, it's going, Ethan.
You know, I'm close to Idaho. I'll tell you, man, living off the grid in Idaho is actually kind of what I want to do eventually, but not because of IRS problems.
That's right. There are lots of good reasons, I'm sure, to move to Idaho, but you don't want to be compelled to move to Idaho.
No, not by force.
Yes, that's right.
I want to talk about the Belichick thing, but quickly, I just want to give a shout-out to Joe. I've enjoyed his calls. You know, he's a solid caller. He has an opinion, and he stays on topic. So shout-out to him for being an entertaining caller. Yeah, just does a good job.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't know, man. I'm just not worried about Dabo and this team at the moment. It seems to be over the years kind of what he does, starts a little slow and then picks up steam and momentum throughout the season. A scale of 1 to 10, Walt, what's your concern meter right now?
Well, you see, I that's what I want to say, and I've already said that, okay? I've already said that. You know, in the 2 years Clemson won the national championship under Dabo Swinney, Clemson started slowly both those years. But, you know, I also get that people are frustrated because it seems like every time this team plays a real opponent, it goes poorly. And of late, it's been every time Clemson plays an SEC opponent, it goes poorly. And at some point, you know, the answer is not to be found playing some of those ACC schools. The answer's to be found when you play the elite schools. I mean, listen, there was an awful lot of talk about this game. There was talk about, well, we finally have a home game to start the year. Okay, well, you burn that, you know. And what you're saying is true, Ethan. The dilemma is none of it's happened of late, and that's the problem. This seemed like the jumping off point. This was the most experienced team returning in the country. You seem to have all sorts of things to your advantage here heading into this game, and yet none of it played out that way. And the dilemma is you can't make up for that. You can't make up for that versus Troy or Georgia Tech or anything else. Your next chance to really make up for that might not come until South Carolina at the end of the year. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with in league and how the league shapes up. You know, maybe the league is going to be a little better than people thought, maybe because Florida State and Miami might be contenders.
Yeah, we will see. You know, we didn't start off well against Georgia and had a good season still, so it is disappointing. It would be nice to start off the season with a win, but I trust that the staff, and he knows what he's doing, so we'll see. And then lastly, Belichick, man, you know, he looks tired. I don't know if you saw the press conference afterwards, but the guy looks tired. I just don't see him doing well for the rest of the season. Most of the time, when you see a one-game sample size, don't overreact and make a broad, sweeping generalization for the rest of the season, but he looks so tired. I don't think this is going to be a good year for North Carolina at all. I think it's a one and done, and he's out. I'll take your thoughts off there.
Thank you, Walt. Yeah, well, look, his little plan was to get back to the NFL. Well, that little showcase yesterday, that TCU showcase yesterday, that's not going to help that plan. I mean, people already passed on him the last cycle. I don't think getting blown out by TCU is going to help, and I don't think there are solutions there for them based on what I saw last night. Now, I think TCU is maybe better than I thought. You know, I think Hoover is an elite college quarterback who may have a chance, a really good chance to play in the NFL. I mean, he has a super arm. You know, the only question I have is what's his legitimate height? I mean, he's listed at 6'2". I don't think he's 6'2". But, I mean, that team loses their top two receivers in Williams and Betch, and he still looks great. And TCU looked great. I mean, TCU looked like they had some dudes. I mean, they looked athletic. They looked tough. They looked physical. They were the more physical team. I mean, the one thing you expected from a Belichick team is some physicality. They had the opening drive, and then they just got put to sleep, you know. And so, yeah, there's no part of that that looks good. But from a Clemson standpoint, I think the dilemma is none of these games against the better teams have gone well. And I think that the proving ground are those type of teams. And that's the dilemma now moving forward. But the good news is, and look, I still think Clemson can be there at the end. I've said this. I said it on Twitter last night. The good news is that you only fell to 8. And if LSU is the type of season I think they're going to, then that loss will look less and less significant in the rearview mirror, regardless of how you played. Now, from a Clemson moving forward standpoint, you know, you may have enough talent just to beat a lot of these teams on this schedule. But at some point, you are still going to have to step up against better teams and play better football. And the quarterback's got to play better. And everybody's got to play. Everybody involved with that offensive picture needs to be better, play better. Everybody. Nobody gets a pass. There's nobody on offense who got a pass for that. Quick break.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
At Grass Nerds, we keep your yard green and free of weeds and pests. Are you tired of feeling like your grass is a lost cause? Ready to love your lawn again? With the fall weather approaching, now's the perfect time for fescue overseeding. Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Replacing your HVAC system might be easier than you think. With financing through Synchrony, you can pre-qualify without impacting your credit score and enjoy low monthly payments on a new Armstrong air system. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today for your free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor. He'll even bring you a bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce and help you secure tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call now, ask for Pete, and upgrade your comfort the smart way. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call a bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon. One scotch. One beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon whiskey.
Exactly. More bourbon when I get home. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. By the way, speaking of bourbons, that's where you go for all your rare bourbons. If you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, you got to get to Twin Peaks, where they're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas. Plus, check out the barrel selects that are hand-picked by our team and bottled just for you. How about that? Listen, it's September. It's football. September at Twin Peaks also means Sam Adams October Stein hoisting. September the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Raise your glass to the start of Oktoberfest and keep it raised for our authentic Stein hoisting competition. Join in on Fridays in September at 6 p.m. this month for a chance to win weekly prizes and Sam Adams swag. I love the Sam Adams, by the way. The 18th, that's National Cheeseburger Day. Did you know September 18th is National Cheeseburger Day? What better way to celebrate than with our seasoned, smashed, and seared-to-order cheeseburger topped with your choice of cheese, paired up with a 22-ounce Coors Light or a Miller Lite for just $12 all day? Not in a drinking mood? Grab a cheeseburger and a tea or a soda bundled together for just $10 all day. Say hello to one of our favorite holidays at Twin Peaks. Brew Days are back September 3rd. That's tomorrow, the 10th, the 17th, and 24th. Every Wednesday this August, we're celebrating one of our most beloved things, beer. Go to Twin Peaks and score 22-ounce Twin Peaks brews on draft for just $3.99 all day. NFL is just around the corner. NFL kickoff week one. It's all coming your way. It's Twin Peaks. Everyone knows about the beautiful women, the scenic views, but what you don't, the 80 high-definition monitors, but the biggest surprise is the food. Scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food. Trust me, get there. You'll thank me later. All right, all six lines remain lit. Actually, somebody just dropped off line one, so you can grab that. Well, it's already been grabbed. Too late. Next up is, who's next, Ramona? It is Jeff. Jeff, how are you, Jeff? Good to have you.
Hey, doing good, and I'll second that emotion about a bourbon when I get home.
There you go, Jeff.
I'll turn one up for you. I texted this earlier, but then I decided to go ahead and call. I text a lot, but don't call that much. 2 points about Clemson, and then a question about Dallas. I think Cade has already proven what he is and who he is. The answer is no. He cannot perform against better elite talent. He's a senior, his third year starting. He's proven that when he gets rattled, he just like a puppy peeing on the carpet, like you've said before. And I think that's just who he is. And the good news is that Dabo even kind of said that today. He said, look, if he can't be the man, then we're not going anywhere. And you know, in the past, he's kind of covered up for him and not really said that in so many words. So
yeah.
That, I don't know. I mean, we'll be fine against Troy. I honestly think we're in trouble against Georgia Tech.
You know, and yet, Jeff, this was a guy who, you know, just in the last few weeks, the Kuipers and the McShays of the world, they've all had him as the number one player in the next NFL draft. Now, I knew that was never happening, but I thought...
Those guys are too, you know, they're just going to listen to what everybody else yeah. in the ESPN booth are saying and kind of just, you know, be bandwagon jumpers. They don't really. I honestly don't believe that they analyze all these people like you do. I really don't.
I appreciate that, Jeff. It doesn't seem so because it's been clear to me for 2 years or more that Nussmeier would be the number one pick in this draft, and I think he proved that again.
I thought that kid was great. Yeah,
tough environment.
Garrett Riley, I think he's proven who he is. He's got to go. He doesn't adapt. He doesn't change. The defense didn't look good in the first half, but at least Tom Allen adjusted. You know, I mean, we looked a lot better in the second half. Garrett Riley keeps doing the same crap over and over again and doesn't change.
And here's the thing, Jeff. You know, whether the Clemson D was perfect or not, there were some issues. But if I had ever told you going into this game that Clemson was going to hold LSU to 17, you would have bet every dollar you have that Clemson won the game. I would have.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't. And Cade, I do not trust.
I got that.
Hey, one more question. How is your analysis on the Cowboys now?
Without
that,
Parsons,
Michael is gone, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Jeff. It does change things. I don't know to what degree. I think they're still going to be really good offensively, but I was convinced that this was all Jerry for public show and that at the end of the day, he would still wind up signing Parsons. And not only did he not sign him, Jeff, but he gave him away for like next to nothing. I mean, you got a semi-washed defensive tackle and two what are really second-round draft picks. They're not even really round one draft picks. So I think they certainly could have got more for him than that.
My only hope for Dallas is that after Jerry passes, that his son is smart enough to actually hire a GM.
Thank you, Jeff. Good talking to you, Jeff. Well done. Yep, well done. Look, I can't deny it's how people feel about Cade right now, and I understand it. I mean, look, the positive sign was what we saw against Texas in the second half, and it made you think that, you know, maybe he's coming of age, and yet, you know, he hadn't faced this type of pressure, and you thought that as a veteran now, he would certainly handle that type of thing better than he did. And he didn't. And I do think that, you know, Jeff isn't wrong when he said, you know, Dabo sort of covered in the past. He did not apparently in what he had to say at this press conference. So, he's got to get better and he's got to play better in the biggest games or you can forget it. And, you know, there's a little too much talking, too. You know, a little too much talking. Let your play define you. And, you know, his play has not been good enough against these better teams. It wasn't good enough against Georgia. It wasn't good enough South Carolina. It wasn't good enough, certainly, against LSU. And you thought the deck, if anything, you thought the deck was stacked in Clemson's favor this time. Maybe it hasn't been in the past. But you thought it was this time. And it didn't play out that way for whatever reason. And he's got to get better. There's no question. And better immediately. But like I said, you know, maybe this ACC will turn out to be tougher. Maybe there will be more proving grounds. We'll see. I still think this team can be there at the end. I do. I realize it's a massive disconnect right now. And maybe it's still putting too much faith in that spot. Because they can't get there unless Cade Klubnik takes a step forward. There's no question. Back to the phones. Where is it, Ramona? Who's next? It's Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you, Cliff?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good, Cliff. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, as a longtime Gamecock, we don't complain about wins. So there's really, you know, some things to work on. I think if the offense can find the middle of the football field, I think it's going to really unlock a lot, whether it's from the slot or whether the tight ends. But we really just kept the ball outside the entire game. So I think that's a big step to take. Well, but how about Fred Johnson at linebacker?
Yeah.
And he's a second-year guy, yeah. So he can't go pro after this year. I mean, holy crap.
240 pounds and can really run and plays downhill. He was one of the guys I had singled out as the reason why I did not think South Carolina's defense was going to have this big drop-off that people felt they would. I think athletically you actually look better. You lost some experience. But athletically, I think you may actually be better. So I think South Carolina did exactly what they needed to do. And I think that Virginia Tech team is better than I thought. I think defensively, they look tough. The linebackers.
Yeah, the tackles.
The linebackers are elite. I mean, elite.
Yeah.
And I thought they looked really good defensively. Remember, this was a 10-8 game until the return. You know, it's 10-8, and they were hanging right in. And honestly, they had blown some opportunities. But I did not think this would be easy for South Carolina. I thought this would be like 24-17. I thought it was the type of game you'd probably have to tough out. You know, Virginia Tech, you knew they would show up for this. I mean, there will be games, if they don't win some games, there'll be some games later that they tank on. But this was not going to be one of them. And I think you got their best effort, and you survived it all. And then we got the Nicholas Harbor sighting. And, you know, I thought that we would see more of that this year, and we certainly did. You know, Sellers hung that ball up there perfectly, probably 65 yards downfield, and Harbor's running in the clear because – you know, no one can stay with that guy. He's the fastest player in the game of football.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point, it, as he gets consistent, you know, it's just an automatic go route if there's no safety.
Yeah.
You know, but it takes consistency everywhere. Well, I know the top of the hour, we took Kennesaw State against Wake Forest. Wake Forest lost Claiborne. They are an automatic under and fade for the rest of the season. They are in Stanford territory. Walt, but Kennesaw State's going to Indiana, getting 35 points.
Wow.
I like Indiana. I think they're good. But this Kennesaw State team is still ahead of the market right now. So I'll call in later this week.
I like it. I like it, Cliff. Well done. All right. Lines remain jammed. I'm coming right to you. Don't drop or you won't get it back. And we'll take a break here, and we'll get back to your calls on the other side. Walt Tiptoe at Rod Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.